I've been honoured to talk about Belinda's involvement in the visual arts. And I think very few people know the full extent of her involvement, mainly because she was, amongst other things, incredibly modest, as well as being involved for such a long period of time. Belinda was a collector. She loved contemporary art, as Tilly mentioned, and she patronised artists and craftspeople. Belinda was a member of the Hamilton Art Gallery and was a donor, long-term donor to the Hamilton Art Gallery. And when she moved to Adelaide in 1979, she began her long, decades-long involvement with the Art Gallery of South Australia by cataloguing the quite extensive Asian collection, or recataloguing, under the supervision of Dick Richards. Now, one has to know a considerable lot about Asian art to catalogue it and the many Asian cultures, but Belinda did, and she catalogued it. But she also was involved in the Thai dating project, a project that was initiated by the Art Gallery of South Australia and the Adelaide University in redating the whole of Thai ceramic culture. And she went to the digs, the archaeological digs, and actually dug and made discoveries as that very successful project did. It was there too that she was a brave woman, that she learnt to eat rat. She'd give everything a try. I don't think I would be able to do that. But that archaeology, of course, is another part of her visual arts. Frank Sear, then head of classical studies at the Adelaide University, asked her to go with her to Italy and measure up Roman theatres. Frank Sears was a world expert on Roman theatres, and for over 13 years she went on archaeological digs, not only in Italy, but the whole extent of the Roman Empire around the Mediterranean. And she said, I don't do much, really. I just hold the tape, she would say. But in actual fact, when the book came out, Frank Sears' book, he'd moved to Melbourne by then, professor of classical studies at Melbourne University. Belinda Morgan is given a very big mention in this groundbreaking book on Roman theatres, which she very much was a part of. In fact, Belinda was really one of the most travelled people I've ever met. She went to many archaeological sites, but not only around the Mediterranean, also in Asia and also in South America. She visited most art museums around the world and many, many times. I've known Belinda since 1973 when I was director of the Ballarat Gallery. I was introduced to her in an exhibition in Melbourne by her lifetime friend, Oliver McVicker, who was then president of the Hamilton Art Gallery Foundation. She reminded me not long ago of this meeting at the George's Gallery in Melbourne. She said, Ron, you were dressed totally in purple. And she said, purple suit, purple shirt, and purple shoes. I said, surely not purple shoes, doctor. I think you must have the wrong memory. No, I remember the purple shoes. So perhaps I had purple shoes. But when I came to Adelaide in 1980, she was not only involved then in the cataloguing of the Asian collection, but by then she was on the committee of the Friends of the Art Gallery. And also at this time, there was a group of people, there's a couple of them here today, that decided that the Art Gallery of South Australia needed a foundation to to raise money. And Belinda was one of that select group who came together to form a foundation to celebrate the centenary of the gallery. The gallery centenary was in June 1981, and she was one of the founding members and one of the driving forces behind that. And, of course, she was the longest serving. She served on the foundation for 18 years and raised millions and millions of dollars for works of art. And she remained active for 18 years. But even more than that, in 1988, she became the honorary executive officer. Therefore, she ran the foundation from 1988 to 1998, whereupon she was succeeded by a full-time employed person. But she did all that in a voluntary capacity. She was a constant donor to the gallery, but her greatest contribution was her raising of money for the foundation. And she was involved in all the fundraising dinners and events during all that time. In 1992, when I was director of the Art Gallery of South Australia, she was still very actively involved in the foundation, both on the committee and in running the foundation, she was appointed to the Art Gallery Board. She served two 3-year terms until 1898. It was a very important time for the gallery because we were lobbying for and then building the West Wing extension. Thank you, Di Laidlaw, and some of you here very much remember that lobbying. How did the gallery exist without those extensions, I wonder? But I remember there were a few issues which Belinda was passionate about and fought for on the board. Now, there was pressure for us, pressure on the gallery to introduce admission charges. Belinda was very much against that. The board was equally divided, but Belinda went on and on and on, and of course, the gallery today enjoys free entry. The other area that she was unwavering, both on the foundation board and the art gallery board, is her support of curators and directors about acquisitions. Now, it may seem strange to you today that some foundation members then thought if they were raising the money, they should have some say on what should be bought. Belinda had other ideas. Belinda said, no, you must respect the directors and the curators. And also on the board, some board members thought that they would have a say on acquisitions. She said, no, this is for the professionals. We amateurs should shut up. And of course, people knew how Belinda knew about art, and they respected her, because it's very interesting. I've been involved in art galleries for 43 years, and as of last month, not involved in art museums, and she's the only board member I know who had such a full range of knowledge of art. I mentioned her interest in contemporary art and her interest in Asian art, but she was also, true to her background, interested in English art and European art and visited museums in Britain and Europe all the time. But she was also passionately interested in the decorative arts. And on a board, that is so helpful to have someone who was so knowledgeable. But she never made much of it, but she was the most knowledgeable art board member I have known in 43 years. However, there was one area that she had no tolerance for, and that is collecting frocks and pants. The gallery did weekly collect frocks and pants, and she thought they had no place in art. That social history museum, no place for frocks or pants. And we shouldn't do frocks or pants exhibitions at the gallery. And as a board member, but also a member of the foundation, knew I could rely on her as an intelligent, amusing, and informed dinner party guest when I was entertaining overseas guests like the director of the Capodimonte Museum in Naples, or the director of the National Gallery of London, or the senior curator of the Tate, I would bring her, she would know all about just about everything, and was a great conversationalist. And if the particular guest, overseas guest, was the here for a long time, I'd say to Linda, you take him or she off my hands and have a dinner or invite them down the road. And of course, she just took over and said, yes, I'll look after them. She also looked after me in Rome. She protected me from a lot of gallery groupies. And when I was really exhausted, I'd go down to Rome to recover. But in the seclusion of Rome, I wrote especially the first and last large chapters of the British book I wrote of 300 years on British art, and nearly all of the Australian Federation landscape book down at Rome, being looked after by her. All they had to do is turn up for meals. Importantly for me, though, and this is why I want to be here, she did all those things for the Art Gallery of South Australia and for museums generally. But importantly, she was a loyal and dear friend over 40 years. She was always understanding and on endless gallery stresses and professional challenges. She understood it all. And I will miss her. We had planned to meet up in Cambodia and Tasmania later next year. We will miss her. I will miss her wicked sense of humour, her infectious loud laugh, her generous and warm hospitality, those great lunches and dinners, all that whiskey and red wine well into the night that some of you have enjoyed as well. Thank you, Belinda. But how dare you leave us before we were ready? Thank you.
I'd now like to ask Annabel Hawkins to come up and say a few words.